Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
We are going to start this hour with something different, doing something different. We're going to give away tickets to Tim McGraw a week from Sunday, but you got to call right now, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We're playing Name That Tune for Tim McGraw Pawn Shop Guitar Tour. It's at Target Field August 23rd. Tickets, thanks to Live Nation. Only a handful of tickets in the primary market available at Ticketmaster.com. There are resellers trying to make their money as well, so check it out at Ticketmaster.com to look for tickets. But these concerts at Target Field have been so fun, so good for the city. And this one's a blockbuster. You got the Chicks, Lady A, 49 Winchester, Timothy Wayne, all of that magic at Target Field on a Saturday, early evening, late afternoon, and just music going to be filling downtown Minneapolis all Sunday night. Pretty fun stuff on August 23rd, the first Sunday before the State Fair. And it's going to be great stuff. We're going to play Name That Tune. This is our last pair of tickets. Your last chance to get your hands on these Tim McGraw tickets. Dan, I will say, has made this the most difficult. So you got to be a Tim McGraw fan because this is a Tim McGraw song. That's all I'm going to tell you other than the little clip that Dan selected, I think is going to be tough. So even if we get, you know, don't give up. If the phone line is busy, don't give up. We've got Sonia and Linda and Greg and Deb and Rita, everybody lined up to play Name That Tune. Two tickets on the line for this big concert coming to Target Field 1 week from Sunday. Can you name this Tim McGraw tune? With this road. That's not much. Cook, you are a nasty SOB. You are a nasty, nasty man. Sonia, you are the first caller to be in on the action. I'll give you that clip one more time. Here we go. With this road. Can you name that Tim McGraw song, Sonia?
I can't.
You can't. Can you name any Tim McGraw song?
Indian Outlaw.
Is it Indianapolis? It is not. It is not. A little team effort there, Sonia. Sorry it didn't work out. Linda in Andover. Linda, can you name this Tim McGraw song?
Is it True Roads of Freedom?
Is it? Oh, it is not. It is not. I'm so sorry. Next up is Greg in Shoreview. Greg?
Yep.
Can you do it?
About Forever Country.
Forever? Oh, it is not. Greg, I'm sorry. Deb is in Victoria. Are we going to run through all five of these? Deb, you're caller four. Can you name that Tim McGraw tune?
I cannot.
I'm sorry. No go for Deb. Rita in beautiful Buffalo, Minnesota. Rita, I've been known to wander the streets of Buffalo before, which sounds like a Tim McGraw tune right there, doesn't it? Wandering the streets of Buffalo alone. Can you name the, can you name the clip that Dan selected for you today?
Live Like You Were Dying.
Live Like You Were Dying. Oh, Rita, I'm so sorry. There we go. 0 for 5. I had a feeling that was going to happen. You should see on our video feed the look of satisfaction on Dan Cook's face. He is so proud. I need more contestants. 651-461-9226. We ran through the first five, and so now we're reloading. This is it's kind of goofy. We had to do this yesterday. We got to caller six. Let's see what Tony has to say. Dan, should we play the clip one more time? Why not? Dan is this road. Just a little clip. Tony, can you do it?
Song for America?
Is it Song for America? No. Tony. Tough. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. We get to caller seven, Lisa. Lisa, you are on CCO. Can you name the Tim McGraw tune?
From This Moment?
Say it again, Lisa.
From This Moment On?
Is it From This Moment On? Oh, Lisa, I'm sorry. No. What Dan Cook is doing right now is a multitasking feat of magic. He is answering calls. He is putting them on the air. He is sounding the buzzer. Liz is on the air.
Yes.
Liz,
yes.
You can do it. I can tell. What is it, Liz?
I think The Cowboy and Me.
And where this road I'm heading down I guess that's just the cowboy and me. The urge to run restlessness.
Liz, how's it feel?
Oh, feels very victorious. I love it.
Oh, it feels victorious for me, too, because I was worried we were going to run this thing into Twins pregame tonight. How about that?
I was yelling at the station, and I was like, it's this, and my husband's like, just call. I'm like, okay.
That'd be something if we ran it to Twins pregame since they don't play until tomorrow.
No, so, that's true.
That'd be really something.
Liz?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited, yeah.
You're a fan, obviously, right?
I am. I've seen him. I love his wife the best. Faith Hill's my favorite, but I've seen them both, and she won't be there probably, but I love him, and I do like the chick, so I'm excited.
I think Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they were at Target Center, weren't they, together years ago?
Yes.
Back in the day, when our country station used to be called Buzzin', and they had like a meeting. Yeah, good name, huh? Oh, is okay. Right. Like, all right. Buzzing, never heard of it. Exactly. That's why that's now it's called The Wolf. Ever hear of that? Don't answer.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you know
okay,
The Wolf.
Sorry.
All right, very good.
Okay. Yeah.
We did a meet and greet, and they the morning show guy at the time invited me to come along with the listeners who won. And Tim McGraw could not, and Faith Hill could not have been nicer. Like, incredibly nice people. And you just don't know, right? You meet, like, a big celebrity.
No.
It's like the first time I met Chad Hartman. Like, you just, when you meet someone that famous, you don't know how they're going to be.
I met you once. Oh. Same thing. I know.
Was I all right? Or?
Just kidding. Yes, you were fine.
You never know. Maybe I was having a bad day. It's possible.
No.
Liz,
I'm so excited.
You're the perfect winner. I'm so glad that you won. You, yes, obviously you're taking your husband, right?
Oh, well, I'll say that now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, heck of a pause. But maybe he's not a fan. Like, you're better to bring a girlfriend and go have a good time.
No. He's a fan. I'll bring him along. Right. Okay. Make him drive so I can have a couple drinks.
There you go.
Perfect.
Now you're now you're doing the pawn shop guitar tour the right way. The Chicks, Lady A, 49 Winchester, Timothy Wayne, all at Target Field, August 23rd. Live Nation gave us these tickets, so we thank them. And Liz, you're going to have a great time. Thanks for calling. Thanks for getting the song right.
Yes, thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you. We love you. That's so nice. Good stuff. Glad we made it to Liz, right? Lots of contestants.
Can't wait for our next meeting.
Dan Cook and people who are watching on the live stream got just such a delight watching Dan, like, picking up the calls, typing in the name into our sheet, because I'm in the other direction, so I know their name. Then Dan's, like, putting them on the air, playing the clip. You didn't hang up on anybody. Our phone system worked through the whole thing.
I did hang up on people, but not on purpose. Which is what happens sometimes. Look, so to take people behind the curtain just for a moment, if it were up to Jason, he would give anybody who called a set of tickets, he would just, you know, here, tickets. He'd just give it.
Everybody would win.
Now, if it was up to our boss, Brad Lane, it would be the 150th person to guess the thing. Everybody else would have to get it wrong. And then he wants this to go and go and go. And you know this as well as I do. We hear about it if it doesn't go far enough, right?
Correct.
I got a text on Tuesday asking me how this was going. So, you know, the fact that we got to caller number 8 there before somebody was able to get it. Pretty sure he's going to be thrilled with that.
Yeah. 2 days of
6 yesterday, 8 today.
Pretty good. Jonathan on YouTube noting that Dan's forehead is sweaty.
It's actually not sweaty. It's just shiny.
Mm.
There's no sweat there.
Okay.
It's just, you know, I'm having a shiny day.
He was just reflecting your hard work in that segment. That's all.
Right. I understand. But I'm just, you know, I'm a truth teller. So I'm not sweating.
I mean, you could just pretend like it's on the radio. Most people don't know. Dan's pitting out. There's sweat. There's perspiration.
Just
like
lies.
It's like I actually.
All lies.
I was hit by a bead of sweat.
You were not.
My college roommate.
But you're going to be hit by something here in a minute.
My college roommate, Chris Wenninger, we used to go to the gym at Marquette and work out at the same time. And Chris would be on the treadmill. I was on the treadmill next to him. And he was one of these, like, vigorous workout guys.
Oh, no.
And sweat was literally flying off his body. He's a doctor now.
So it worked out for him.
Incredible shape.
And here you are on this dog and pony AM radio show.
I'm probably doing an ad for Olivia in a couple minutes. That's how that works out.
No, but you could talk about my shiny skin if you wanted here in a minute.
Why don't we do that? Hey. Everybody wants dewy skin. Let's talk about that next.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Minnesota's been all over the news again today, partially because of Luigi Mangione, the guilty verdict. In the killing of Brian Thompson, father of two, United Healthcare executive. Today should put an end. It won't, but it should put an end to anybody who thought that what Luigi Mangione did was noble. Because what he did was premeditated, disgusting, criminal, diabolical, and frankly, I think evil. And if you can justify the taking of another person's life because you're rightly upset at the way health insurance companies operate in this country, you're screwed up. You're screwed up. The means do not, or the ends do not justify the means. They don't. And also you're delusional if you think killing one man or killing two men or killing three men is going to be an effective way of changing the way health insurance and health care is delivered in America. Did this do anything? No. And we can't let it. It can't be the sort of thing that does something. What sort of society are we? Well, Luigi Mangione pointed out a good issue. I feel a little dirty when we pivot on the issue to talk about the challenges with healthcare, right? Because I don't want this guy to be the one that oh, well, now we woke up because somebody was killed. Now, admittedly, that's a little hyperbolic. We've been talking about healthcare and the challenges of healthcare in this country for a long time. We just, you know, since Obama passed healthcare, which Obamacare, I think you look at it today and say, just based on results, I don't think it's worked, right? You had hospitals shutting down. The cost of healthcare keeps going up. Was it a step in the right direction? What is the right? Well, here I go pivoting, right? Like, it's just not, it's sort of that icky feeling where you're like, well, I don't want to justify. But, you know, he did have a point about, like, how evil health insurance. Well, are they? There is no evidence that this particular health care executive was any more responsible than any other one. So if you are, and some poll results have indicated that when they ask people under 30, about half of the people say that this murder is somewhat justified. Let's take that number and cut it in half and say half of the people were just like a little worked up by the event, right? Or maybe they didn't really mean it. Or maybe if you sat down with them and talked through it, it's different than answering a poll question about like, do you think this killing was justified? Yeah. All right. Well, if you have a conversation, but okay, cut it from 50 to 30. Cut it from 30 to 15. Cut it to 10. Are there really 10% of people under the age of 30, adults, who think it's somehow justifiable to execute somebody on the street? I mean, besides the fact the logic of this is absurd, right? Killing one person is not going to change the system. It's not. So from a logical standpoint, it makes no sense. Hearing what Luigi Mangione admitted to in court today, which to me is still not enough, like I want to know if there were opportunities for someone to intervene. That's the thing I always really care about in these cases, the actual details. It's a little gory, right? And almost irrelevant. But I always am interested in, was there a chance where, you know, if you had some system set up, if there was some warning sign, was there a friend or a family member, somebody who could have intervened? Because there's a guilty plea, we don't know the whole thing. What we do know is what he said in court today, which is this was more than just a man driven by overwhelming passion for the issue. He did have back pain. He did have long ongoing struggles with insurance. But he also reached out to United Health pretending to be an investor so he could ambush this guy. He also 3D printed his own weapon and got a silencer on it. You may want to think of yourself as some sort of courageous warrior in a battle, but you really just ambushed a dad is what you did. You ambushed somebody's father and executed him on the street. Where's the courage in that?
Shot him in the back, you coward.
Shot him in the back. There's no courage. Now, do people, here's the sick, another sick part of this. If Luigi Mangione were an ugly guy, would people be as worked up and like, you go, Luigi? No, they wouldn't. He's pretty. He's hunky. What is wrong with people? This is a human being. There are important conversations to be had about healthcare. We should not have to have someone be murdered to have those conversations. And frankly, I don't think this was not anything that moved the conversation forward. It just wasn't. And we don't need, there is a growing belief in younger people. And I say growing because it's always been there to a certain degree. And there is, you know, conscientious objecting and protesting, and when you break the law, to send a message. But executing someone is not being a conscientious objector. It's not being a protester. It's not being a truth teller. And I do think younger Americans have to get their crap together. And yes, youthful sort of hyperbolic commentary is normal, but we do live in a different world today that the internet and social media can do things like what we saw with Luigi Mangione, where he's getting, you know, millions of dollars donated to his legal defense fund. Why? Because you get whipped up in this frenzy and you're like, yeah, I'm on the side of the person, not the side of the health insurance. Well, the Brian Thompson's a person. This is a person.
Right. But one of the problems with the way that we've become so tribalistic in this culture is that it leads you almost inevitably to start dehumanizing anybody who's out of your tribe, anybody who's other than your tribe, anybody who doesn't fit whatever framework you've set up for this group of people. Even if you think I'm trying to protect, you know, average working Americans from the evils of the healthcare corporations that just are greedy and all they want is to suck your money on and they don't care anything about you or your health or anything. You know, you can see how you can convince yourself of that. But as soon as you start doing it that way, you can dehumanize somebody like Brian Thompson. And then he's just a guy, he's not even a human being anymore. He's part of this nameless, faceless corporation that needs to be punished, that needs to be fought against because they're trying to kill us, so I have to kill him first.
Mm.
And when you, it's such a disturbing trend when you start dehumanizing people who you think have treated you wrongly or are outside of your tribe, then you can do anything you want to them.
Right. Right. That's right.
And that's, it's just, it's evil and it's wrong. And we should be doing everything we can to push back against it in all of its forms. And this is by far not its only form, but it's the one that's in the news today. And that's why we're talking.
Well, what
about.
Do you say to this texter who says, just remember, this man also made decisions that caused people to die because of profits.
A, you don't know that. You're supposing that based on the system that you don't like.
I mean, it is the definition of health insurance. So most certainly he and it may be two steps down, but most certainly
15 steps
he contributed to policies that, yeah, that's part of doctors make decisions every day that lead to people dying. Other drivers make decisions that lead to people dying.
And we don't do eye for an eye in this culture anymore. You want to go Old Testament on the bit, that's your business. But that's not how we do things.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have evolved beyond that at this point. That doesn't solve anything. It doesn't fix anything. It just makes you feel better about the fact that this guy was slaughtered in the street.
This texter is right that saying that Luigi Mangione is not much different than Vance Belter, that neither should be.
Or the guy that shot Charlie Kirk, or the guy that people that were shooting at the president, or any of these people.
Right. Right.
They should all be criticized. They should all be called out. They should all be, you know, have the light of truth shown on what they are, and which is not heroes. These are villains, period.
And I just, I do disagree with this idea. And the texter, it's the same texter who said the man made decision that caused people to die, saying that they consciously execute people every day so they can live on top of the world. Money, money, money. The CEOs dehumanize every day. I do think that's a fair conversation to have about the way health insurance is set up in this country. I will tell you during COVID, and I know United Healthcare is a giant employer here, and I don't hold it against any of you who work for United Healthcare, but I will say that during COVID, when we were in a national state of crisis, when people were having their livelihoods squashed, they weren't able to work because places were shut down because we were worried about safety. When United Healthcare reported record profits at the same time the nation was going through this crisis, it's gross. And it to me, that was a moment where you say, this system is messed up. And I think we all have like individual stories. But when you look at the overall thing,
it doesn't justify murder, which is the unescapable implication of what this texter is saying. Well, they did this. They killed all these people. Yeah. So therefore, it's OK that Luigi murdered this guy. And it's not. That's just wrong. In every moral, ethical sense, you can say it's wrong. It doesn't make what they did better or not morally and ethically wrong itself. But it doesn't justify killing this guy. It boggles my brain that we have to say that. That people are still out there going, well, yeah, but no. No.
If you're curious about the legal case, because there's still our state trial, there's a state trial here, check out our podcast. We had a great conversation with Joe Tamburino about why Luigi Mangione pled guilty, what sort of criminal he might have, what sort of sentence he might have. And if there is a double jeopardy issue, I share my thoughts on the feds coming in and prosecuting all these murder cases. And spoiler alert, I don't care for it. Drive Time back with some Twins talk. The Field of Dreams game last night. We'll visit our Major League Baseball expert in just a minute on CCA.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Dan Hayes was at the Field of Dreams game in Iowa. The game was a bit of a clunker, but my gosh, the pageantry around it. Dan's with us on the John Schuster Coble Banker Hotline. He's written about this at The Athletic. Dan, how was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, it's funny, you know, you're a little worried going in because there's one way in and one way out. It's two lanes, and you're in a town of 4,000. Trying to host an event for like 7,000 to 8,000 people, a little concerning, but they pulled it off so well. And apparently they've really gotten it kind of honed in over the last 5 years since they started doing these. It's fantastic. Like the facility itself is great. The clubhouses are immaculate, the dugouts, like everything about it. And then, you know, you like when all that's in place, it really allows you to like focus on what is going on. And when they roll out 26 Hall of Famers, the most they've attended a game, they always, you know, the Hall of Famers obviously go to Cooperstown together and in mass numbers there. But to go to a game together, that's the most they've been in a single game since the 2008 All-Star game at Yankee Stadium. And it was amazing just to see that group roll out of the cornfields, you know, Paul Molitor and Jim Cott, Joe Mauer, and then the rest of that group was just tremendous. Everything about it was so cool, you know, and it obviously, look, this is a place that it's nostalgia based. You look at the movie, I would even argue, it's not in my top five baseball movies because it's a little bit like too much on the, yeah, a little bit too much on on the emotions, it plays into that a little bit too much for me. Like, I love it. I still watch it, but I like other baseball movies better. But when you get there and you get to see the place, you know, it makes it pretty special. Like, honestly, it blew away my expectations for it.
Yeah, we were talking about baseball movies on the show yesterday, and I agree with you. Like, I like it, but I don't love this movie. But the imagery and what they've done with that site, and certainly what they did with the broadcast of the game yesterday, was it was a reminder of the history of baseball, of how simple the game can be, how interwoven it is in American history. I don't know. It was all the feels, you know.
It is. And look, that's exactly what the movie represents, and I appreciate it for that reason. Like, it's just supposed to tell you, like, this game's been here for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, your generations, your family, if you're a baseball fan, chances are the generations before you loved it too. And, you know, it can tie you to your grandfather that you have no relationship with, you know, like stuff
right,
like that. Like, right.
Right?
And so that's the beauty of this sport. And, they nailed it yesterday, because I was so worried about logistics going in. I'd heard some logistical nightmares. A lot of my friends, the Cubs and the White Sox, played in the first two. They each hosted each year, and I'd heard some nightmares, you know, like they didn't even have running water going back about 4 years ago. So you wonder about that kind of thing, and then you get there, and man, it was fantastic.
It's fathers and sons, right? That's so much of the lore of baseball. And you saw Byron Buxton playing catch with his son Brixton before the game. You heard Cody Clemens talking to his dad in the middle of as the game's going on, about how excited they both were to go have a catch together on the field after the game. That part, that romance of baseball, I know that the line comes from Moneyball, that how can you not be romantic about baseball? But that romance of baseball was so on display last night throughout everything, all the festivities, the game itself. It was just phenomenal.
Man, my favorite anecdote about that is actually Tommy Nance. His dad passed away last year from ALS after 11 years battling ALS in April, and he got to write his dad's initials into the mound. And, like, you know, he said he talked – he and his dad watched that movie all the time. And they loved that movie, watching it together. And it's like this, I have the same thing with my dad about this movie. I don't like it. It drives me nuts that I know how I'm going to feel the last 10 minutes of the movie every time, you know, like I know what's going to happen and I hate it, but I love it. And so, like, you know, right. And getting to hear him talk about that. He said that, you know, since his dad's passed, he's actually in tough moments on the mound. If the game's getting big, he has conversations with his dad at that moment, and it's helped him get through like these tough spots. And especially since he came back to the majors following his dad's death last year. And like, just hearing that is just, you know, that's what it's supposed to be. So it was really cool in so many ways. And you mentioned Byron Buxton and Cody Clemens. Justin Morneau got to do that with his son. Joe Mauer got to do that with his son. Paul Mauder, who I remember when his son was 12 years old and on the bench in 2018, and, you know, his kids got 4 or 5 inches on him now, and they're there. But one of the cooler ones also was, I saw Corey Provis amongst the crowd yesterday, and I'm sure he got stopped a zillion times, but he was there with his son Cooper, and that's the first time that he got to go to a game with his son. And it was that one, because there were no Twins TV broadcasts last night. So imagine the first time you actually get to take your son to a game, and it was the Field of Dreams game. That had
come
to be
on,
pretty
come
cool.
on. Like, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff. Good stuff. Dan Hayes, the game though, you know, I don't know how much you read into a game with such an unusual circumstance and all the emotions around it, but, the Twins stunk. It was brutal last night.
It was the Luke Keyshaw play. You know, he goes a long way to get that ball, and was in place. And, you know, it's a tough play. I mean, you're leaping, but, you know, if it's Byron Buxton, he probably catches that, right? And I think a lot of outfielders, Luke Keyshaw hits off his glove, Keyshaw was frank about it afterwards. He's not an excuse maker. And by the way, he's the best offensive player on the team yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what he's here for. But, you know, like that happens and the game kind of gets away. The Twins still had a shot. Royce Lewis faced Aaron Nola with the bases loaded, and Nola didn't throw him a strike, and Lewis struck out on three pitches. Just an outstanding job by Nola. Taj Bradley probably could have been better, but he still walked four guys, and that's what gets him in trouble, and he needed to be better. But I will say that a lot of the playing conditions, like the ball Brooks Lee hit is a home run at Target Field, and it's 10 rows back. It was a fly out to the shy of the track last night. There were a lot of guys on both sides, because I got the quotes from our Phillies writer that was there too. A lot of guys were talking about the conditions and how the ball is getting knocked down. And there was a, you know, during BP, you could notice it. I talked to Justin Morneau about it. And I was like, look at that corn. Are you swinging for the fences in BP and wasting BP on just trying to hit home runs? He said, absolutely. I don't care. And, you know, nobody really could get it out because the wind was blowing directly in from left. And that's what happens when you play in a facility that there's no stadium there to knock down the winds like typically there is.
Sure.
And so, like, you had Buxton mentioned it, that when he got to second base after his double, that one of the Phillies infielders was talking about it. And, you know, I think that Kyle Schwarber, you know, he hits the two home runs. I thought the two balls he hit to center that were flyouts were actually better chances of being home runs. And neither of them came close, but he crushed those two pitches. So it was a strange, like, from that condition standpoint, I think it's a one-off. I don't think you put too much stock into it. But also, that's not saying that this is a Philly team that's better than the Twins.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about that. Like, and the Twins have a tough run right now because they're facing the Phillies, then they play the Braves, and then they go to San Diego. And all three of those teams are fighting for playoff contention. I think the Phillies were half out going into last night, and San Diego had just overtaken them. But this is going to be a really tough stretch right here that we have see eight more games from the Twins, and they really need to just try to get through it as close to 500 as possible.
Dan, appreciate it. People can read your notes from the game and recap at The Athletic, and they should subscribe, but we're glad to have you with us on Fridays. Thanks, Dan. Enjoy the night off.
Hey, Jason. Thanks, man.
Twins off tonight. Back in action at Target Field tomorrow and right here on News Talk 830, the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO. Continental Diamond Time Check. It's 5:56. Time to get to ContinentalDiamond.com. Maybe head on out to the showroom in St. Louis Park, right off of Highway 100 and 394. Great family-owned business, whether you're looking for diamonds or more. I love their pre-owned luxury watch selection, buying or selling. They have an awesome team at Continental Diamond. Dan, I am off on Monday.
Yeah, you are.
And Henry, I think, is filling in.
He is.
Now, I took Monday off because I was going to fly Sam back to L.A.
What a good father.
But Sam can't move into he's moving into the frat house.
Oh, no. Of course.
Now, you sound troubled that he's living in the fraternity house. Don't be troubled by
I love it.
Sam in the frat
house.
And
I'm slightly concerned, yes.
When Sam said he wanted to move into the frat house, I said no. I said, I think you should live in the dorm for another year. And he's like,
Dad.
Right. It was one of those. Like, well, like I spend all my time over there. I'm like, oh, boy. Bottom line for me is it is cheaper.
Okay, well, you
so
know.
So there's the up. But they're
he
like.
He should have led with that.
They're fumigating the place or I don't know what they're doing exactly. But he can't move in until Wednesday. So I'm like, why are we flying you out on Saturday? Like, we're just taking a tourist trip to L.A.? So we moved the flight. So I'm going to be here in town. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to sit at home and listen to the Henry Lake Show.
Perfect.
I don't want to come to work on Monday. Henry's standing right here. So I feel like if he's like, come to work, Darusha, get your butt to work. I don't know. Forget it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.